Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Tuesday, June 10th, 2025.
Apple Incorporated faces challenges ahead of developer conference. Apple Incorporated, located in Cupertino, California, is grappling with tough challenges as it prepares for its annual software developer conference on June 9th, 2025. Many anticipated AI features from last year's event have been delayed until 2026, raising concerns about Apple's ability to compete with rivals like Google and Microsoft, who are racing ahead in AI technology. The company's stock has fallen over 40% this year, reflecting investor worries about its future. The Vision Pro headset, priced at $3,500, is marketed as a premium product, while Meta's Ray-Ban smart glasses are available for under $400, highlighting a fierce pricing battle. Additionally, former President Donald Trump has threatened a 25% tariff on Apple's best-selling iPhone, complicating its pricing strategy. While Apple has introduced some AI features, it still relies on partnerships with companies like OpenAI. Analysts are skeptical about Apple's ability to compete effectively in the smart glasses market, emphasizing the need to navigate regulatory challenges and deliver on its AI promises to remain relevant in the tech world.
Hong Kong's currency stability amid tensions. Hong Kong's chief executive, John Lee, has confirmed that the territory will keep its currency firmly anchored to the US dollar, despite rising tensions with the United States and China. The Hong Kong dollar has experienced significant fluctuations, moving between 7.75 and 7.85 per US dollar. In response, the Hong Kong Monetary Authority stepped in, injecting 129.4 billion Hong Kong dollars, around 16.7 billion US dollars, into the market to stabilize the currency and boost investor confidence. Lee emphasized that this currency peg is essential for Hong Kong's economic health, even as discussions about shifting to a yuan peg arise due to ongoing trade conflicts. He also highlighted plans to strengthen Hong Kong's role as a global offshore yuan hub while defending the US dollar peg. What could this mean for the future of Hong Kong's economy?
Trump's tax plan and rising debt concerns. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Republican allies are advancing a tax plan that could significantly increase national debt, despite warnings. With a July 4, 2025 deadline approaching, the stakes are high. Business mogul Elon Musk has criticized the proposal, calling it a disgusting abomination, highlighting a rift between him and Trump. Still, many congressional Republicans are determined to push these tax cuts through, even facing resistance from fiscal conservatives. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Mike Crapo argues that concerns about the bill's impact on the deficit are unfounded. Congressional Budget Office warns that this legislation could add $2.4 trillion to the national debt over the next decade, potentially rising to $5 trillion if temporary tax breaks become permanent. Public sentiment shows that 72% of Republicans and 86% of Democrats are worried about rising government debt. Interestingly, analysts note that voters are more focused on inflation and healthcare costs than on debt itself. Critics argue these tax cuts may not deliver the promised economic growth, reigniting debates about financial accountability. What does this mean for everyday Americans?
RedNote unveils open-source AI model. M1. RedNote, also known as Zaya Hongshu, has introduced its free AI model, LM1, marking a significant step in the competitive tech landscape. This move highlights a trend among Chinese tech companies to share their AI innovations, contrasting with the proprietary methods of American giants like OpenAI and Google. By making this technology available, RedNote aims to showcase its capabilities and build a community of developers, especially as the U.S. imposes limits on advanced tech exports that could affect China's progress. LM1 is now downloadable on Hugging Face, and while it performs similarly to Alibaba's Qwen 2.5, it doesn't quite match the more advanced DeepSeek V3. Earlier this year, RedNote attracted attention from U.S. users concerned about a potential TikTok ban. Since 2023, the company has heavily invested in AI development, following the launch of ChatGPT by OpenAI in late 2022. Other companies in the open source space include Alibaba, which released Qwen 3 in April 2025, and DeepSeek, which introduced its budget-friendly R1 model this year.
OpenAI's revenue surge amid AI growth. OpenAI has revealed a stunning annualized revenue run rate of $10 billion as of June 9, 2025, a significant jump from $5.5 billion just 6 months earlier. This growth is fueled by the rising demand for OpenAI's ChatGPT models. Company is targeting $12.7 billion in revenue for 2025, not counting licensing fees from Microsoft and other major deals. Despite a $5 billion loss last year, OpenAI's achievement highlights its edge in the competitive AI landscape, outpacing rivals like Anthropic, which reported $3 billion in revenue. With 500 million weekly active users as of March 2025, OpenAI is also launching new subscription services to boost earnings. Additionally, the company plans to raise up to $40 billion in a funding round led by SoftBank Group, valuing OpenAI at an impressive $300 billion. The mention of Mexico City points to exciting new markets for OpenAI's technologies, reflecting the growing interest in AI across Latin America.
NIH employees challenge funding cuts. Scientists and researchers at the National Institutes of Health, or NIH, in Bethesda, Maryland, are raising alarms over proposed funding cuts of $18 billion by the Trump administration. They warned that these cuts could endanger the health of Americans and people worldwide, while also mixing politics with science. Over 60 NIH employees sent a letter to Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, the NIH director, and U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., expressing their deep concerns. The letter highlights the loss of 2,100 research grants worth about $9.5 billion and an additional $2.6 billion in contracts since Donald Trump took office. NIH clinical trials are being halted, risking patient safety and leaving participants with unmonitored devices. Dr. Bhattacharya acknowledged some misconceptions in the letter, but stressed the importance of open dialogue in science. The dissent has been named the Bethesda Declaration, inspired by the earlier Great Barrington Declaration. The NIH employees hope their voices will prompt action to restore vital funding and protect the future of scientific research.
U.S. State Department resumes, visa processing for Harvard students. The U.S. State Department has reopened visa processing for international students at Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. This decision follows a short-term legal order from U.S. District Judge Allison Burroughs, which blocked a ban on foreign students imposed by former President Donald Trump. The State Department's directive highlights the importance of adhering to the court's ruling. Previously, the Trump administration had defended the ban by citing national security concerns, leading to significant backlash and legal challenges from Harvard. The university argued that these actions were retaliatory and unconstitutional, complicating matters with a freezing of billions in grants and funding. This reopening is crucial for international students eager to study at Harvard and emphasizes ongoing discussions about immigration policies and their impact on higher education in the U.S. What does this mean for the future of international education? This ruling could set important examples for immigration and education policies moving forward.
Italy ends contracts with Paragon amid surveillance scandal. Italy has pulled the plug on its contracts with the Israeli spyware company Paragon following serious allegations of unlawful surveillance. On June 9, 2025, a parliamentary report revealed that Italian intelligence had used Paragon's technology to hack the phones of critics, including journalists and activists. Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni faced significant backlash from opposition parties and calls for an investigation by the National Federation of Italian Press. Initially, the government denied any wrongdoing, but as public outcry grew, they sought an inquiry from the National Cybersecurity Agency. A report indicated that 7 Italian phone users were targeted, raising alarms about privacy rights and government overreach. Ultimately, both Paragon and the Italian government announced the end of their relationship, with Paragon ceasing its services after allegations involving journalist Francesco Cancellato came to light. This incident highlights ongoing concerns about surveillance technology and its impact on civil liberties in Italy, as the public demands greater transparency and accountability.
Paraguay president's account hacked amid Bitcoin claims. On June 9, 2025, the Paraguayan government revealed that hackers targeted President Santiago Peña's X account. An illegitimate post falsely claimed that Bitcoin was now accepted currency in Paraguay and announced a $5 million fund supported by Bitcoin. Officials urged citizens to disregard any information from the hacked account until they received official confirmation. Paraguay's national cybersecurity team is actively investigating the breach, underscoring the urgent need for online security for public figures. This incident raises important questions about the risks of adopting cryptocurrencies and the vigilance required in our digital age.
U.S.-China trade talks update. On June 9, 2025, top officials from the United States and China gathered in London to cool down the heated trade disputes and discuss tariffs and rare earth minerals. This meeting followed a crucial phone call on June 5 between U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping, marking their first direct conversation since Trump took office in January. The discussions come after an initial deal reached in Geneva on May 11, which temporarily paused tariffs for 90 days, offering a brief relief from the ongoing trade war. Previously, the U.S. had imposed tariffs over 100% on certain Chinese goods, prompting China to respond with its own punitive actions. The U.S. delegation included Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, and Trade Representative Jameson Greer, while Vice Premier He Lifeng led the Chinese team. They focused on the flow of rare earth minerals, which are vital for technology. The outcome of these talks could significantly shape global markets and influence consumer prices. As the world watches closely, there's hope for a lasting agreement that stabilizes the economic relationship between these two major powers.
Health Secretary dismisses vaccine advisory panel. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has removed all 17 members of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, or ACIP, at the CDC. This decision aims to change the committee and restore public confidence in vaccine recommendations. Kennedy emphasizes the need for unbiased science and health guidelines, free from political influence. However, this move has sparked a heated debate. Former FDA chief scientist Jesse Goodman warns that such actions could undermine trust in vaccines, while Republican Senator Bill Cassidy expresses concerns about the new committee's expertise. Following the announcement, shares of vaccine manufacturers Moderna and BioNTech dropped over 1%, reflecting investor worries about the potential impact of these changes. The next ACIP meeting is scheduled for June 25 to 27, 2025, in Atlanta, Georgia, where new members will be considered. Kennedy's controversial stance raises important questions about the future of vaccine policies and their effects on public health.
Huawei's tech challenges amid U.S. export controls. Huawei Technologies, a leading Chinese tech giant, is racing to overcome significant hurdles in chip development due to U.S. export controls from 2019. CEO Ren Zhengfei revealed that Huawei's chips are currently one generation behind those of American competitors. To close this gap, the company invests around 180 billion yuan, or about $25 billion, each year in research and development, focusing on innovative solutions like cluster computing. Despite restrictions on advanced chips and manufacturing tools, Huawei has made notable strides with its Ascend series of artificial intelligence chips, competing directly with U.S. rival NVIDIA. Ren emphasized that while Huawei's achievements may have been overstated, the company is committed to enhancing its technology. By leveraging mathematics to improve chip performance, Huawei is exploring new avenues for innovation. This ongoing tech rivalry underscores the broader implications of U.S.-China relations in the technology sector.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.